We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Diana Day as Susan, and Leonard Williams as Theodore Craythorpe in...
Oh, Let's See.
Adapted by John Carrington and produced by Charles Freeman. Next week's episode of Treasure Island is entitled Long John Silver's Revenge.
Oh, smashing, won't it?
All right, Jimmy, switch it off now.
Right, Mum.
Thank goodness, Mother. I'm fed up of having my tea every Thursday to the noise of pirates yelling, guns booming, and yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of rum.
Oh, Susan, it's not that bad.
Listen, who's talking? What about those horrible records you and your boyfriends play? Dig this, rock that. I put custard in me head. Why? Because I'm stupid.
For once, dear brother, I agree with you. You're stupid.
No. Stop bickering, both of you.
Both of us? I didn't start it. It was Jukebox Jennifer here.
That'll do, Jennifer.
I'm sorry, Mother. I ought to have realized that pirates would appeal to his childish mind.
Well, Jimmy, am I too late for Treasure Island?
Yes, Grandad, it's just finished.
Oh, I was looking forward to this week's installment.
Oh, that's because it appeals to your childish mind.
What?
Oh, Susan said it was.
Did you, Susan?
I meant Jimmy.
It's all right, Father. Don't you try and cause trouble, Jimmy.
You're wasting your time talking to that delinquent.
Go on, blame me. I wish I was a pirate. I'd splice a main brace for her. Hey, Grandad, when you were in the Merchant Navy, did you fight any pirates?
Oh, no, son. Piracy was stamped out long ago, about 1830. I could hardly be fighting pirates in 1830 now, could I?
Oh, no, you'd be too young to fight then. It must have been great, though. I wish I'd been Jim Hawkins with Long John Silver. Avast there, you swabs.
Jimmy.
Jim, lad. Billy. Fine patch. He's my best cop and thrust man. I will skewer these living livers.
Will you stop it, Jimmy?
So be it, Miss Purity.
Well, all right, Skipper. Now heave to.
You just steer a course for that table and get on with your homework. I'll make some tea, Father.
Right, Mum. It won't take me half an hour. We've only got sums to do, Grandad.
Oh, have we?
Yes, I'll show you. Here we are. It's a walking problem. Mr. X leaves point A at 1 o'clock to cycle to B. He rides...
Take it easy. Now, Jimmy, these things are quite simple. You take them step by step. Now, leaves A at 1. Now, go on.
He rides at 12 mph for 20 minutes, but as the wind increases, he gets off the bicycle and walks for 40 minutes. The wind then drops slightly, and he rides for 30 minutes at 10 mph to arrive at B.
Uh-huh. Well, how far is it from A to B is the question.
No, it says, if A to B is 11 miles, at what speed did he walk?
Oh. Well...
Yes, Grandad.
Yeah, I think you ought to do this yourself now, really.
You mean you can't?
Of course I could, but, I just don't want to.
Go on, force yourself.
Look, if a boy has all his work done by somebody else, he'll grow up knowing nothing.
Who used to do yours, then?
My father. What? That does it. Just for your cheek, I won't help you tonight or any other night.
Oh, Clitheroe, you and your big mouth. 12 miles per hour, then walks, then rides at 10 miles per hour. Oh, why the heck couldn't he take a bus?
How's it going, Jimmy?
Backwards. Mum, can you help me a bit?
All right, son, let's see. 12 miles an hour. Yeah. Walks for 40 minutes. 10 miles an hour. 12 miles an hour, then walk.
All right, Mum, don't bother. It's no wonder I'm no good at sums.
What do you mean?
Well, look at the family I come from.
Oh, you're cheeky. Anyway, I haven't got time to help you. I'm expecting Mr. Craythorpe and...
Oh, he'll help me.
He can't.
Yes, he can, Mr. Craythorpe's smashing at sums. And he owes me something for teaching him to play blow football.
Blow football?
Yes. Mind is too slow. Every time I scored before he got the shooter to his lips. I put 5 in his goal and 3 in his mouth.
I think he does owe you something. Anyhow, he can't help you because he's bringing Mrs. Billington with him.
Oh, heck, what's Beaky Billington coming for?
To see me about the Women's Guild, and don't you call her Beaky.
That's what everybody calls her.
When she comes, you just behave yourself.
Don't worry, I won't even look at a conk. But somebody's got to help me with me homework.
Oh, Mother, have you seen my white belt, please?
It's in that drawer there, Susan. Where you left it.
Oh, thanks, Mother, I forgot. Oh, shall I answer the door, Mother?
No, it'll be for me. Mrs. Billington likes to be greeted at the front door.
Susan, that dress, it looks lovely.
What?
Well, it's not just the dress, it's the way you wear it. Oh, you ought to be on telly.
What's come over you?
You made it yourself, didn't you?
Yes. What about it?
There you are, you're clever with it. You can make dresses, cook meals, do sums.
Sums?
You what?
I can do sums.
Oh, good, well, you can do one for me. If Mr. X finds...
Oh, no, you don't. I'm not doing any sums.
Oh, but Susan, you're my sister. My pretty sister.
If you want your homework doing, you'll have to find another mug.
All right, Scraggy Neck, that's what you ought to do.
What?
Find another mug. The one you've got's horrible.
Oh, one of these days, I'll smack your face so hard you'll...
Susan, what is all this?
I think something's upset her.
I'm sorry, Mother, but he drives me mad.
What started all this, Jimmy?
I just said I liked her dress and she doesn't not.
Oh, really?
Well, I think it's a lovely dress, Susan.
Careful, Mr. Craythorpe, she's in an ugly mood.
Jimmy, that's quite enough from you. I'm sorry about this, Mrs. Billington and Theodore.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Please don't worry on my account, Mrs. Clitheroe.
I think I'll go upstairs. I apologize to all of you.
We forgive you.
Jimmy, come on. Come into the kitchen and help me carry in the tea things.
Righto, ma'am. Mr. Craythorpe, while we're out, here's something to read.
Oh, thank you, James. Mr. X leaves point A at 1 o'clock.
Jimmy, I told you not to bother Mr. Craythorpe while Mrs. Billington's here.
All right. Mrs. Billington.
Yes, boy?
How long are you stopping?
Oh, thank you.
Jimmy, come in here.
I only wanted to know when she's going back to her nest at home.
Children of today have no manners at all. Little ruffians.
Oh, I suspect we were just the same.
I beg your pardon?
I should say the boys were. When I was 15, we lived on a farm, and I remember one day my youngest sister, Bessie, was milking, and I crept up and pushed her off a stool. Mind you, I never did it again.
I suppose your father punished you.
No, Bessie stuck my head in the milk bucket.
Here, come and get it.
Oh, Jimmy, behave yourself. Offer Mrs. Billington some cake.
No, not for me, thank you.
Go on, don't you feel a bit peckish? Here, you like that? It's seed cake.
No, thank you.
Ask Mr. Craythorpe.
Oh, I think I'll try that cream bun. Last time I was here, I had one of those, didn't I?
No, you had 3, but who cares?
Jimmy, you go into the other room and take your books with you. Go on.
Oh, all right. Don't go away, Mr. Craythorpe.
And don't speak with your mouth full. And another thing, ask if you want a cake in future.
It was a spare one. They wouldn't all go on the plate. One fell on the floor.
Oh, no, you've not eaten a cake that's fallen on the floor.
No, I put it back on the plate and took another one.
Jimmy, you're the limit. Show me which one it was.
It was,
Don't go away.
I'd better go and do me homework, ma'am.
Jimmy, which cake was on the floor?
The one Mr. Craythorpe's just eaten. Clitheroe, you're a dead duck. Now, I'll never know how fast Mr. X walked pushing his blooming bike. And if I can't find out his MPH, the teacher will lay it on me BTM. Oh, if that's Billy, There's still a chance I might have tomorrow's dinner sitting down.
Hello, Jim. Is your Susan in?
Yes, come in quick.
You what?
She's having a bath. Come in the living room. Come on.
Take it easy. That's my best suit you're pulling about.
Oh, sorry, Billy.
What's going on?
Have a look at this book.
Just a minute. Did you say Susan was having a bath?
Yes.
But it's only half an hour ago. She phoned me and said she'd just had a bath.
Yes, well, my mother sent her back up to wash her knees again.
You don't expect me to believe that.
Why not? It happens to me every Friday. Anyway, see if you can work out that, and then I'll shout out Susan.
All right, let's have a look. A man gets... Oh, I see.
Have you got it?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
It's an arithmetic problem.
Oh, very good. Look, Billy, if I don't get these sums right, I'll be kept in after school tomorrow by Whistling Willie.
Who's Whistling Willie?
Our form master. Mr. Willie Grimble. We used to call him Willie Eck. Till he had his teeth out, now he's Whistling Willie. You should hear him. Boys, your answers to these sums are simply shocking.
All right, I'll do what I can before I take Susan to the pictures.
Oh, so it was you at the door, Billy. I suppose Koshboy here is asking you to do his sums.
Yes, so go and do something useful for a few minutes, like jumping off the roof.
Billy, I'm ready to go.
Oh, right, Susan. I'm sorry, Jimmy, I'll have to leave.
What? You're not letting her tell you what to do, are you? Dopey Anna.
Oh, you don't understand, Jimmy, you see.
Come along, Billy. Dear brother, you've had it.
All right. But the next time you're saying goodnight under my bedroom window, you better wear a mic. Ozzy, what time is it?
Half past four.
Mr. Grimble, it's half past four.
Yes, yes, I can see the time for myself. Oswald Higginbottom, get on with your work.
You've kept us in for half an hour, sir. When can we go home?
As soon as those sums are done to my satisfaction.
Yes, sir.
Quiet!
Ozzy, listen to this. I'll get him going. Sir, how many minutes are there in an hour and 6 minutes?
66, of course.
Pardon?
66.
Oh, the same as 6 times 12.
You ignoramus. 6 twelves are 72. 6 elevens are 66.
Pardon, sir?
6 elevens are 66.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Oswald, if you make another sound, I'll flash you.
Sir, it's no use. I can't do none of these sums.
Clitheroe, your grammar. Will you never learn? I can't do any of these sums.
Well, if you can't do them, we've got a fat chance.
Oh, give me strength. You said, I can't do none of these sums, didn't you?
No, sir, I said, I can't do none of them. I thought you were good at them.
Oh. I'm trying to explain. You mustn't say I can't do none of these sums.
Oh, you don't want the headmaster to find out. Well, Ozzy and me can keep a secret.
Ozzy and me?
No, Ozzy and me. We'll keep us mouths shut.
Keep what shut?
Us mouths. Oh, don't some mothers have them?
Look at that rain out there, Pat. Why does it always have to rain on a Saturday?
It doesn't. It always rains on wash day, but men don't notice that.
Hello, Mum. Grandad. Hey, haven't you finished reading the morning paper yet? It's 11 o'clock.
No, I haven't.
Leave your grandfather alone, Jimmy.
Well, Mum, you said we're going to my auntie's tomorrow, so I was thinking I'd better do my homework this morning. There's sport on the telly all afternoon, and a sea picture tonight. Grandad won't want to miss that.
I won't miss it. And you're going to do your homework yourself.
What? Whistling Willie gave Ozzie and me 20 more sums to do for Monday.
Yes, he's been on the phone to me.
Who, Ozzie?
No, Whistling Willie... I mean Mr. Grimble. He said he's going to deal severely with you if you don't work harder. And I told him to go ahead. And promised no one would help you.
Mum, how could you do that to your own son?
There'll be no telly for you until that work's finished.
But I've been waiting for this picture. If I'm going to see when I leave school, I want to know what to do.
Never mind about when you leave school. You're going to work while you're still there.
All right, don't help me then. But maybe you'll be sorry before long. Nobody cares what happens to me. Have a good mind to eat a worm and commit suicide. Well, I'm not going to school on Monday. Oh, Willie can whistle his nut off. But I won't come running. Come on, Ozzy. Answer. Hello? Ozzy? Get your things packed tonight. We're running away to sea tomorrow. Because we'll never get those sums done. And Willie'll murder us. Yeah, same here with my mob. No, we'll go to Liverpool and get on a ship. Well, if we don't like them, we'll become pirates. I'll stick a wooden leg on you. Look, yesterday I heard Mr. Craythorpe say he'd call for Beaky Billington at 6:30 on Sunday night to take her to Liverpool for a women's guild conventional. Yes, all we have to do is to be outside her house, and when he calls for her, we'll hide in the back of his car. That's it, Ozzy. Stay under the rug and keep quiet.
How about you coming under this rug?
I'll get under when I see Craythorpe coming with pretty Polly Billington.
Well, it's hot under here.
Oh, stick another pie in your mouth and shut up. Quiet, here they come. Let's get under the rug.
Hey, it's a lovely evening for a drive, Mrs. Billington.
Yes, and there's no need to hurry, is there?
No, the meeting starts till 8:00. In you go there. Well, are we all set then?
Yes, thank you, Theodore.
Would you like a rug round your knees? I have one at the back.
Oh, heck.
No,
please.
No, I don't think so.
Good old Billington.
Well, if you're quite sure, we'll get going. We couldn't have picked a nicer evening for the trip. Only 10 miles to Liverpool, Mrs. Billington.
Really? Why, it seems we've only been driving for 5 minutes.
More like 5 days. It's like an oven under this rug. I can't breathe.
Neither can I.
No wonder with your gob full of biscuits. Don't, you're dropping crumbs down my neck.
What did you say, Theodore?
I didn't speak.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want you to have to be
quiet.
Bless you. I didn't sneeze.
Neither did I.
Whoever's under that rug, come out.
Meow.
A cat.
Oh,
and a dog.
Ridiculous. Come out or I'll beat you with my umbrella.
All right, we give up.
So, it's you.
James, Oswald, what are you doing?
Playing leapfrog. We wanted a lift to Liverpool because we're running away to sea.
Well, I think you want a good thrashing, both of you. Your parents will be frantic.
They don't know we've gone.
Well, I'll take you on to the meeting, Mrs. Billington, and then drive these two scallywags home. If we're lucky, I'll get them back before anyone finds they're missing.
Now, calm yourself, Pat. Jimmy will just be out playing somewhere.
I'll give him playing when he comes in. It's 9:00.
Hello. Hello, is that you, Higginbottom? Yes. I wondered if Ossie might have seen our Jimmy. He hasn't come home. What? Oh, no. Right. Thanks. Don't worry. I'll deal with him all right.
Father, what is it?
Ossie's left a note saying he and Jimmy have run away to sea.
Oh, no. Well, where? Where's he gone? Oh, Father, we've got to go
find him. No, Pat, no. We'll find him.
Yeah, but where? He could be miles away. Oh, my poor baby.
Pat, my dear, now pull yourself together. The police will find him.
What?
Well, come on now, come on. We'll just get away down to the police station.
Right, Mr. Craythorpe, come on, lift me up.
Well, now, do be careful, James.
It's all right. Lucky thing I broke the catch on the back kitchen window last week.
Steady. Now, kneel on my shoulders. Now, stand on them. Oh, not my head.
Funny, it felt soft. Here we go. I'm in. I'm on the sink. I'm on the floor.
James, are you all right?
Come in, I'm fine. A few cups and saucers are bent a bit, though.
Well, anyway, you're home.
Yes, and they aren't in yet, so they won't even know I've been out at all.
You're very fortunate.
Yes. Well, there's the table. Here's some paper. You work out the sums and I'll copy them in my book later. You promised in the car, you know.
I know. You settle down in the armchair, and we'll see what these problems are that have caused all this trouble. Well, I think that's the lot. It was 20 sums, you said, wasn't it, Jim? Oh, he's off. Oh, how innocent they look when they're asleep.
Put to sea. All aboard.
He's dreaming. Not too happily either. I wonder what it is.
Avast, dearest swabs.
16 men on a dead man's chest. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. Drink, and the devil had done for the rest. Yo ho ho, and a bottle of rum. Avast there, Ben Gunn, you sassenach swab!
Aye, Black Dog. Here's your victuals prepared by Miss Purity's sister, Susanna.
That's not Black Dog. He's me granddad. Isn't it, Ozzy?
He looks like it.
We shouldn't have stowed away on Long John's ship. I said we should have tried the Queen Mary. Stop eating all those ship's dog biscuits. They've got to last for months.
Black Dog, you bearded old bosun. The captain wants you.
Belay there, Miss Purity. What does a terrible Long John want?
He hasn't flogged anyone today. So if you can't find any stowaways, you report to him with your shirt off.
Oh, heck, don't breathe, Ozzy.
I smell the blood of an English stowaway. Look, Black Dog.
Come out! Come out and be flogged!
No, mercy, Grandad. I mean, Black Dog. Mercy.
This'll put Long John in a good mood. Tie him to the mast.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Oh, goody, stowaways. Miss Purity, after they're flogged, can I rub in the salt, pepper, and mustard?
Salt, pepper, and mustard?
Well, Long John likes his victims well seasoned.
Mom, it's me, Jimmy. Susan, help me. Grandad, if you save me, I'll take all your empty bottles back to the Rose and Crown for nothing.
We know you, Jim Hawkins. The captain's been waiting to feed you to the sharks.
Help! I don't want to go into the water. It's not bath night.
Get back! Here he is! The terror of the seas, Long John Craythorpe.
Ha ha! Avast, belay, you swabs and all that rot! Ha ha! Trim the topsail, me hearties! Bless the main brace and water the canary.
Mr. Craythorpe, it's me, your best friend.
Run out the plank and throw them to the shark.
No, help, let go, stop it. I'm too young to die.
James, wake up.
Help. Oh, Long John, where's your plank? I was dreaming.
You certainly were.
What time is it?
11 o'clock. That's why I woke you. I'm rather worried your mother and grandfather aren't home yet.
Well, the ship's probably docked at... You what? But they're always home early. Something must have happened to them.
It is rather strange.
They've had an accident.
Oh, now, James.
I bet they've been knocked down by a road pig. Hog.
Now, don't get excited.
It's all right for you. It's not your mum. She might be in hospital with a broken leg.
She'd probably walk in here any minute.
Don't be daft. How can she walk with a broken leg?
James, you don't know her leg is broken. It might be her arm. Oh, what am I saying?
Oh, my poor mum. Phone the hospital. Phone the police.
Now, James, let's not get...
Phone the police.
All right. Now, just calm down.
Oh, so there you are.
Jimmy.
You're a nice pair. Where have you been?
What?
Where have we been?
Yes, me and Mr. Craythorpe have been worried to death. We were phoning the police.
Now, look here.
Don't ever do this again.
Well, I like that.
Is that all you've got to say?
It's not all I'm going to do.
Grandad, what are you doing? Stop it! Ow! Help! No! Stop it, Blackstone! Ow! Yes!
In that recording of The Clitheroe Kid, you heard Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Diana Day, Peter Goodright, Rosalie Williams, and Gordon Rawlings. The theme music was written by Alan Roper and played by the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra, directed by Alan Ainsworth. The program was written and produced by James Hasey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
To know we're all friends again. Mam's forgiven me. And when Whistling Willie saw Mr. Craythorpe's answers, he said, I was improving by leaps and bounds. It was a pity Ozzy copied them on the bus. His boot looked like though it had measles. Willie gave him a pat on the head for his sums and a belt on his rudder for the blots. By the way, you'll all be delighted to know that in the sum I was doing, Mr. X walked at 3 miles an hour. Marvellous, isn't it? No, I don't care either. Ta-ra, me artisan!